it's definitely an honor, you know, being voted Player of the Month. You know, it says a lot about what we've done over the last couple weeks. You know, but, you know, I wish we could have finished the month with a win.
You know, when you think about it, they hardly throw at you, so your chances are limited, but you make the most of them.
Definitely. I mean, that's what it's all about. When you get opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. And, you know, I felt like I took advantage of a few of them, and, you know, it got me this award.
Jeff, do you think you're going to get some consideration for Defensive Player of the Year when that comes up? It's hard for a corner to win that.
I'm not concerned about it, really. I mean, if it happens, it happens. I mean, all I'm worried about is winning that Super Bowl and getting that ring.
Do you think you're playing at that level, at that kind of a level, though, or...?
Well, I think I'm capable, and you know, when I've had my opportunities, I've taken advantage of them, but, you know, you got to do it consistently to the end of the season, and, you know, if we don't win the Super Bowl, then it doesn't matter to me.
Your family get more excited about these individual accolades maybe than you?
Yeah, they do. You know, I get text messages and voicemail all the time about them, so.
As far as this week's game, I mean, you guys have played so well up until the Indy game as far as defense goes. Nick yesterday was saying, hey, we're still great defense. Al said we're still the best defense. Do you kind of feel that way?
Yeah. You can't lose that confidence. I mean, once we lose our swagger, man, you might as well just pack it up and go home because, you know, you pretty much beat yourself. And that's what this game's all about. You can't go out there and beat yourself.
Champ revenge enter your mind when you think about the championship game?
Not really worried about it. Revenge or not. I mean, it's a new season. We're just going up there and beat a good team.
Just tell me what you see from the Pittsburgh offense.
Well, they get a lot of yards. The only thing they've been doing is turning the ball over. And I'm sure that they're going to emphasize that this week and work on not turning the ball over this week.
Is there anything a team can attribute that many turnovers to where usually there's such a team that does take care of the ball?
Well, just bad decisions. And once you stop making those bad decisions, it goes away. And then, you know, you put yourselves in position to win games. I mean, they've definitely been in position to win a lot of the games that they've turned the ball over in. So you take that away, these guys are beating every team that beat them.